Here's to veterans, transcribed with the top flight talent of radio in cooperation by talent of radio in cooperation with the Veterans Administration, brings you your Harvest of Stars. Here's to veterans, dedicated to the citizens who served in our armed forces, now working shoulder to shoulder with their fellow Americans to make a stronger and better America for us all. And here's the star of Harvest of Stars, James Melton.
Hello, friends. This is James Melton. For a curtain raiser on our Here's to Veterans tribute from your Harvest of Stars, we give you The Night Has a Thousand Eyes. A needle in a haystack is supposed to be about the hardest thing in the world to find. And veterans, it's millions to one that you risk the fate of the needle in the haystack if you write mystery letters to the Veterans Administration. A mystery letter is one that contains no clue to the identity of the veteran who sent it. And if you carelessly omit your full name and return address, if you fail to include full information about yourselves when you write to your Veterans Administration for information or for help, chances are that you're likely to cause yourselves unnecessary delays and disappointments. Later on, Don Hancock will tell you how to put full information into every letter that you write to the Veterans Administration. But right now, I have a song for you, which is a favorite the world over. None But the Lonely Heart.
And all my
we turn our spotlight on Frank Black as he directs the Harvest of Stars Orchestra in the brilliant and popular novelty Fiddle Faddle.
James Melton explained to you why it's so important to put full information into every letter you write to the Veterans Administration. Now, here's how to give full information. Include your full name and your present address. If you have them, be sure to give your claim or insurance number. If you want to make extra sure the VA knows exactly who you are, here's something else to put in your letter. Your service number, your date of birth, and your former branch of service in the armed forces. Remember, the VA won't be able to reply promptly to your letter if it takes a lot of time figuring out who you are and where you live. So take the time to identify yourselves clearly in your letters to the VA. Always give full information. That way, you'll be helping the VA to help you. For a quick reply and prompt service, always put full service, always put full information in your letters to the Veterans Administration.
Most all of you have one favorite love song. Perhaps you have more than one. Or maybe you're like I am and just can't make up your mind. Why someone walked up and asked me to name it. But here's one I haven't sung. One of the finest love songs ever written. The Song of Songs.
Could you recall that night in June when first we met? Would you remember of the words we spoke? Have you forgotten all the tender vows we made in the silent, magical twilight? Gone are the golden dreams, little and with the joy.
hear the veterans' tribute from your Harvest of Stars with Frank Black and the Harvest of Stars Orchestra. Tune in again, won't you, friends, for another star-studded Here's the Veterans show. And remember, veterans, if you plan to use any of your benefits or privileges, don't write to VA headquarters in Washington. Instead, write or visit your nearest Veterans Administration office. And now, on behalf of all of us, this is faithfully yours, James Felton, saying so long. See you soon.
When I will bring you music from within my heart.
The cast of Harvest of Stars, together with our sponsor and the American Federation of Musicians, the American Federation of Radio Artists, the Advertising Council, and this station, have donated their services and time to the Veterans Administration in the public interest. Administration in the public interest. Don Hancock speaking. Now a word from your station announcer.